Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. We are here live at Wango Tango, which has been more exciting for me this year than ever before because the Jonas Brothers and Taylor Swift are here together and reminds me of 2008. But we are all here thanks to Sugar Bear Hair.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, like I said, today is very exciting. We're here at Wango Tango, the iHeart Music Festival that happens every, you know, May, June, and it's always so good. But this year, it's just a little bit more special in my heart because Jonas and Taylor Swift are here. And it does make me think about when Joe, Jonas, and Taylor Swift dated in 2008. And, you know, when you think back, they were 18 years old, and they were seniors in high school, basically. And I still think, I'm like, ooh, is it going to be awkward if they run into each other today? But no, it's just not.
No, they're professionals.
So I have some friends here. They're going to talk about this with me. I have my best friend, Lizzie Sharkey, to my right, my sister across from me, and another wonderful woman, our honorary bachelor member right here, right now, Corinne Olympios.
Hello.
Okay, she's not really honorary because she's just a bachelor.
Our honorary member of the bachelor family here on this podcast right now. Okay, so let's talk about like who you dated as an 18-year-old and if you ran into them today as here's Corinne at 28 and my and basically everybody here is 28 except for me. So
how old are you?
I'm 31.
What?
Good lord.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah.
29. I had no idea.
Yeah. Thank you, Juvederm.
Thank you, Juvederm.
Truly.
Yes. Fabulous, honey.
Thank you so much. Well, it's really Allergan. You know, it's the Botox has really helped me stay in
you
my
You talked me through
zone.
My first Botox experience.
She oh, did,
like,
really?
No,
me too.
Corinne, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
You didn't
I got
it.
That. It hurts. I called you. I texted you after. I was like, Ashley, that really hurt. You're like, no, it didn't.
No, it doesn't. It's like a little prick. It's like you're taking your finger and pricking your finger.
I don't like that. For me, that's like a bat. Like,
really?
No. I could do anything else. I can't do that.
I have a really high beauty tolerance. So like for pain. Pain, beauty tolerance. I have a very low pain tolerance in general, but there's something about like if it's going to make me look better, I'm like, it's okay. Hurt me. Hurt me as much as you want.
Oh my God.
Okay, but, like, let's go back to, like, relationships for a second. You are in a relationship for a year now. Mm-hmm. How would you feel if you were to run into, like, a boyfriend from 10 years ago?
Well, actually, it happened recently. On my birthday in November, I ran into my boyfriend that I dated when I was 18.
Okay.
And
was it weird? Because we had a friend.
I ran into him on my birthday
today.
At a basketball game. With John.
Oh, okay.
And he, like, it was really bad. Like, it was, like, a really bad ending. Like, the parents had to, like, I don't know. I think
the
he,
law
like,
got
actually,
involved.
Like, ended up in, like,
wait,
a psych ward or
wait,
something. I don't know. It
what
was
do you
really
mean,
bad.
In between like, meetings? Since
yes,
the last time you
since,
saw him,
yes.
He had been in a psych ward.
Yes. Like,
this
really,
is what Corinne
really
will
was,
do to you, people.
Really was obsessed with me. Really, like, had issues. Like, would, like, stalk me, hunt me down. Like, break my cell phones, like, crazy. And so I ran into him, and he, like, literally just his entire body just, like, I've never seen this actually happen to a human, but he actually went white. I was genuinely concerned. I was like, hey, how are you? Gotta go. DM'd me immediately after that meeting and was like, can't forget 11-11. Like, please let me take you to lunch.
Oh,
like,
no,
you're just the one that got
no.
away. Like, this, that. And, like, I'm not saying this to make fun of him. Like, he really, like, really, like, I was that girl for him. Like,
okay.
It was so weird.
I feel like Taylor Swift and Joe Jonas will not have an experience like that today.
I definitely don't
I feel
think
like
they... But you never know. Never know.
Apparently, they joke now about her calling him out on Ellen because she called him out on Ellen saying that he broke up with her in a 15-second phone call, and now when they're backstage at things like this together, they all should joke about it.
That was so scandalous of
it
her.
Was
you
so
know?
Scandalous. Remember back then, we were like, "Oh my god, he did her dirty." We were like, "Oh, that's bad."
But that's like also how you break up with people in high school, basically.
But also,
Taylor and Joe are also with their perfect people. I
now,
think.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, so if your 18-year-old boyfriend was with the person he's supposed to be with, I'm sure he wouldn't have gone so white.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if he were taken. He probably would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think I just was like, that girl that really effed him up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really, it's been 10 years, too. Whew. He still harbored those feelings.
Real, did it real bad to him. I don't know.
All right. Well, you were just on the Help I Suck at Dating podcast talking about your relationship with John, who you've been together for a year. How'd you guys meet?
I met John through a mutual friend in Miami, and we hit it off that night. It was honestly love at first sight. I literally was just like... No, it literally was as cheesy as it sounds. Aww.
Well, that's how I felt with Jared. But did you... So let's bring it to Hannah's season here for a second.
Okay.
Luke P. claimed that he had love feelings, right? And basically said, I feel like I'm starting to fall in love by hour 48. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's inappropriate to say those words or even to say, like, I'm starting to fall in love, even if you did believe it was love at first sight? Because even though I think I experienced love at first sight, it's so ridiculous to actually say that until time helps prove that you were right.
100%.
Yeah, I think also the setting was not very good.
Him doing it in a competition setting.
Yes.
Karen, did you say I love you first to your boyfriend?
I did.
Ooh. Why would you ask that, Lauren?
I feel like she's a strong woman who would say I love you first 100%. For some reason.
How long did it take to say 100%. I love you?
A few months.
Okay.
A few months.
And he said I love you back. No problem.
How'd you do it?
At first, he was like, honestly, like I just like I was cuddling on him and...
Just like blurted out?
No, he said something funny. Like, really funny, and I literally almost peed in my pants, and then I just, like, looked up at him, and I was just like, I love you.
Aww.
And he, like, started crying.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, he started crying, and he's like, I love you, too. Want to hear the craziest thing ever?
Yeah.
The next day, I'm in his car with him, and I was looking for something in his center console, and I just see, like, the word corn, right? Okay. And I, like, go, and I, like, dig it out, and I pick it up, and it's a card, and it says, this is another corn e-birthday card, and like you open it and it's like a bunch of corns. It was the last card his grandma gave him before like she passed away, and wrote like, I can't wait for you to find someone like someone special and like whatever. How
did she say that in the card?
Yes.
I'm gonna cry.
So weird. How weird is that?
Oh, that's
he's like
cool.
And he started crying again. He's like, I can't believe this. This is insane. He called it his entire family, and he's like, this is the craziest thing ever.
Oh, so you guys are in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Aww.
All right, so no more paradise shenanigans for you. Does he know anything about your time on the Bachelor franchise? Like, did he know that you were from the show when he first saw you?
Yeah, but he told me he didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Explain. Mm.
He acted like he had no idea who I was. Was obsessed with me.
Like, did he post pictures of you on Instagram or something? Tweet about you?
What do you mean?
Before
no, like
you.
They're like him and all of his friends are just like really big fans of the show like loved me, and like my friend Jared who introduced us,
but not my Jared.
Not your Jared. Sorry, I just like Jared.
Yeah, she like pointed to me.
I know, Jared.
Little did I know.
No, and like he was texting Jared saying like, oh my god, like I love this girl. You gotta like just please give me, let me have a chance. And Jared knows that I'm not like, I don't like people like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. But
you mean
it
when they're more subdued?
No, I just don't like people giving out my number.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's not safe. Okay. Number one. Number two, it's weird. Anywho, so I agreed to do it. I was coming from Ultra. I was all like hyped up to go out, and I FaceTimed him and I was like, I'm gonna marry that guy.
Do you like that he acted like he didn't know you from the show? Or was that...
Did I was you, just like, why didn't you like say something? It's weird.
It all worked out that he lied.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
So have you been keeping up with the season of The Bachelorette?
Here and there a little
bit. Not really? So we shouldn't do emails with you?
What do you mean emails?
Like about the cast?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's.
Sorry, I mean, I could try.
No. You're good. It's all good. All right. Well... Who are you most looking forward to seeing here at Wingo Tango?
I think Taylor.
Okay, yeah.
That's cool. I've never seen her in person.
What Taylor Swift song best describes your life?
Look
right
what
now.
You made me do.
Okay, there you go.
For
that was
so
quick.
Many reasons.
You didn't even have to look in your phone to like, you know, just like see the discography.
No, that comes on and I'm like... Like, literally, like, so many things go through my mind.
There, I will admit that there were times with my history on the show where I, like, had certain scenarios play out where that song was the most perfect describer for that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I will get back at you.
Yep.
I will get back at you.
Yep. Yeah. Sums up my experience.
That is
in paradise for the most part.
Wow. Well, or that's a mouthful.
Or I did something bad.
Oh. I did something bad.
Doesn't it feel so good? That one fits you too. I feel like the whole Taylor Reputation album is very Corinne.
It is very cringe.
Because not only is it like a little bit like, I'm going to get back at you, like I'm a tough badass. It's also, I can have a soft side and I can fall deeply in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sums it up.
All right, Corinne. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the mini version of the Almost Famous podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Live from Wango Tango. What happened to your amazing hair? It used to look so healthy. What happened? Lauren, I know you relate to this. Every day, she goes, what happened to my healthy hair? Well, that's because Lauren's actually in hair school. So Lauren is always trying to figure out how to make hair healthier and better looking. But healthier hair starts on the inside. You want your beautiful hair back? It's simple. You're going to have to give it what it craves, which are Sugar Bear Hair Gummy Vitamins. So that takes care of your hair. Now, are you getting enough sleep? Because also, you need beauty sleep. So if you're not, you're going to love Sugar Bear Sleep. They are delicious berry-flavored Sugar Bear sleep gummies that are getting rave reviews. We're talking fall asleep faster, best sleep you've ever had rave reviews. So let's recap. We got Sugar Bear Hair for longer, stronger, healthier hair, and Sugar Bear Sleep to fall asleep faster and sleep better. You can order both at sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous, sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous, again, for healthier hair or a better night's sleep, sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous. You guys, we have somebody new to the Almost Famous podcast. This is very exciting. Cassie Randolph is here with her boyfriend, Colton Underwood.
Yes.
This is so nice. It's good to have you back, Colton.
Thank you.
And Cassie and I just met for the first time the other day, and now here I am like three days later seeing you again. That's how it always works, right? I don't meet you forever, and now I see you multiple times in a week. All right, so you guys are not living together in LA, which I totally respect. I told Jared, I was like, we're not living together until I'm engaged.
Really?
So, until we're engaged.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's how I feel. Yeah, I like the tradition of that. I actually wanted to probably wait till we were married, but then I was like, this is actually not doesn't logistically make sense. Why would we pay for two rents? Why would we like sleep over each other's places every other night?
Yeah.
And just always have to like drive back and forth, right? So how is that working for you guys living in two separate places?
I mean, it's kind of nice because we're in two different parts of town, so if we ever need to be somewhere else, we have two places to stay.
That is nice.
Yeah.
So where is your place, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in West Hollywood.
Oh, you are? I didn't know you were so close by.
Yeah, wait, where are you?
I'm in West Hollywood.
Oh,
I thought you were over by the ocean still.
No, yeah, I just moved to West Hollywood. Okay, he's in Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right, so you're like a little more suburban area.
Mm-hmm.
It almost like feels, I just need my space.
Oh, Jared.
Like, I can't live right on top of, like, I don't know how she lives in West Hollywood.
Jared wants to move to Sherman Oaks so bad.
Oh,
we're like the same. I'm like, why would you want to leave the convenience of West Hollywood? But he loves suburbs and like shopping centers and parking lots and all that. So that's what you like.
Grocery stores.
Grocery stores that you can just pull into and park.
Right.
Instead of having to like go into a garage to go grocery shopping.
Parking is a nightmare in West Hollywood.
Yeah. I live across from like an elementary school, and it's just like, it's like family. It's like a family town.
Oh, that's
like
so nice. Yeah. So, I mean, you think that if you guys do get engaged, that you would move into his place? Or am I jumping ahead right now? Where are we at?
I'm not even for sure my place is going to stay my place. I'm just renting right now. Trying to figure out exactly what we want. I don't know. We're just
I want to
like,
be back in Orange County.
Okay. Orange County is so nice.
Yeah. I love Orange County.
If I'm going to live in Cali, I want to live by the beach.
Cali.
I know.
Cali.
I feel like people who aren't from Cali say Cali.
Totally. That's absolutely the fact.
Yes.
He'll stop saying it in a couple years.
I live out in Cali. Where do you live?
How has that adjustment been moving here? You've been here for, I want to say, like 6 months now?
Yeah. It's been good. You know, I spent a lot of time here these last few this last year, obviously. But it's been good. We've been traveling a lot, so we haven't had a lot of like time here, but I love the beach. And because when I was with the Chargers, I lived in San Diego for 2 years. So I always said,
you've been
like,
in Cali for a while.
Yeah. But that's why. Yeah. I'm a Cali boy now.
You guys, everybody loves watching you on Instagram. Like, I it's mind-boggling how every Cassie and Colton picture blows up and your Instagram stories, like, everybody wants to know what you're doing at all times. You feel this pressure to constantly be like, documenting your trips. And like, do you ever just want to be like, okay, this trip, we're going to go away and we are going to use Insta story for a whole week.
I know. It's like a love-hate.
It's a love-hate for real.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah. If you slow it down, then it messes you up. You got to keep rolling with it. But also, you're like, I think, privacy.
I'm having some fun with it because now we can pick and choose what we want to share with everybody. Mm-hmm. So we could be a little more selective and we could like live our lives in private if we want. And then we could also share with everybody. Cause I mean, we are like I'm very grateful for coming off the show and having so many people supporting us. Mm-hmm. So it's nice.
Yeah, I know. We have the best support on Instagram, honestly.
You do.
Our fan accounts are so cute. We have a group chat with our fan accounts.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, wow. That must be like ding, 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 ding.
We say hi, and sometimes we like send them like exclusive. I feel like we're like,
we send them exclusive
pictures.
Yeah.
They're like, not the best photos.
And then other fan accounts get mad at them for, where'd you get that? And it's like, well, we're in a group chat with them. So.
Oh, my gosh. We have fun with
them. It's very cute. They're all like young girls.
They sent, one of my fan accounts actually sent her a birthday gift.
Yeah.
And like a big package of like all her favorite things.
Shout out to Everything Colton.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And then she's also sent like a peanut butter jar for my dog Sniper for her.
Oh, amazing. I was talking to Cassie about your dog the other day because I brought mine to the event that we were at. Your dog's like 14 and he's a lab. He's an old babe, but he's not living here. Your mom brings him out to visit.
No, he just moved
out.
Oh, he did just move.
Yeah, so she's just retiring. Drove him out.
She just drove him out, so he's retiring with me out in
Cali.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, he is like a sweetheart. He has a little gimp to him. He's a little high maintenance. He's a little diva-ish, so he fits in perfect.
Speaking of diva-ish, you are like basically living with, I feel like, three girls, because maybe you don't live in their complex, but in the complex, it's Cassie, her sister, and Kaylin. Do you feel like overwhelmed by estrogen? Because Jared was just in the car with my sister, who he lives with, and it's a little overwhelming, and my best friend, and he's like, oh my God, the girl talk. I can't listen to girl talk anymore. And
I got Greg.
You got
I have Greg at least. Oh, so Michelle's boyfriend. And then hopefully after Paradise, Kaylin will come back with her man. So then it will just be like a modern day friends group.
Yeah.
Modern day friends all in that apartment complex.
That really is modern day friends. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Okay. Well, we're here at Wango Tango and I need to know who you're most excited to see. Colton and I have a relationship in our heads with the Jonas Brothers via Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for the Jonas Brothers too.
Okay. So is that who you're most excited to see?
I think everybody for the most part has got to be Jonas. Well, and T-Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a toss-up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you get the nostalgia of Jonas, and then you have, you know, Taylor, who's an icon.
Yeah.
So if you guys, let's do a little question. Uh-oh. It's a little question game. You were in a boy band for a minute when you recorded the O-Town song.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to be in any boy band, Jonas included, which boy band would you want to be part of?
Oh, NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I did a talent show back in grade school and I remember like my whole routine. I like popped out of the box because, you know, they were like,
it's going to be me. And did you punch through the screen?
I punched out through like we did like the saran wrap out of the box. That was my talent show. I got made fun of so much for it. But
please tell me this is on video somewhere.
I think there's a video, but I like buried it deep.
So I had highlights. Jared would love to do a bachelor boy band with you if you're ever if you ever felt like it.
I'm down. Which one would he be in NSYNC? Or which
in NSYNC? I think he would be JC.
He'd be JC.
Yeah, okay. I feel like Jared is more of a JC, right, Lauren?
I got you.
Looking over there. He's not a Chris Kirkpatrick. Colton is like more of like the Brian Luttrell. You could be like a Brian Luttrell from Backstreet.
Yeah.
Or you can be a little bit of Justin.
Justin, I like Justin. Yeah.
Okay, now Cassie, what Taylor Swift song describes your relationship during The Bachelor?
During The Bachelor.
Yes. Like, you could pull up her discography right now.
I know. I feel like I need a list of these songs or something.
We're going to pull it up. We were just playing some T-Swift around the bonfire the other night. You remember we were going through her songs?
I know.
She's changed her style of music so much since she first came out.
I love her, like, first initial albums. Oh, the Fearless album. Something on there. You Belong With Me? That one? Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe that's the current song. Well, no, that's about a friend.
Who? Love story.
That's more of like,
and
my,
to, like, listen
that's
to the
more
lyrics.
My Bachelor in Paradise song.
Yeah. Because, you know, she was on the sidelines. She really thought that she should be with him.
Yeah. That's kind of a Bachelor song. It's
that's
a good one.
A good Bachelor
right?
song. It is a good Bachelor song.
Along with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I know you have to go hit the pink carpet down there, but thank you so much for joining me. And yeah. maybe we'll
thank
do
you.
An in-depth podcast.
Thanks,
on
I know.
Soon.
So
that
quick.
Fun. You know. Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much.
Sweet. Thanks. Bye.
You ever wonder what happened to your amazing hair? It used to look so healthy, and you're like, what happened? Well, everything happened. Harsh styling chemicals, hair coloring, scorching blow dryers, hot combs, and curling irons. That's what happened to your longer, stronger, healthier hair. Healthier hair starts on the inside. So if you want your beautiful hair back, it's simple. You got to give it what it craves. And everything that your hair craves is in Sugar Bear Hair Gummy Vitamins. It's just two delicious Sugar Bear Hair Gummy Vitamins that nourish your hair from within to promote stronger, longer, healthier, and more beautiful looking hair. And since that takes care of your hair, you're like, all right, so that's check. But now I need something that's going to give me some better beauty sleep. And I got the answer for you. It's Sugar Bear Sleep, the newest addition to the Sugar Bear Healthy family of products. They're delicious berry-flavored Sugar Bear Sleep gummies, and they're getting rave reviews. We're talking fall asleep faster, best sleep of your life rave reviews. Let's recap. Sugar Bear Hair for longer, stronger, healthier hair, and Sugar Bear Sleep to fall asleep faster and sleep better. You can order them both at sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous. Again, that is sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous. So for better sleep and better hair, sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous. All right, guys. Well, I have to go downstairs. We have pit passes for Jonas, so I got to get a good spot up against the stage. And I'm going to chew on some sugar bears. You know, only two, though. Only two sugar bear hairs a day. So unfortunate because these things are so delicious. But thank you for joining me for our mini Almost Famous podcast episode here at Wango Tango, which will be airing on Freeform on Friday. All right. See you guys. I've been Ashley, and that's all. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.